SHESHATSHIU, NL, after a wait of almost 6 years, an inquiry into the treatment of Innu youth in provincial government care began Monday with a message of hope from a respected elder. Elizabeth Panashu, 78, led a prayer to open the inquiry in Shishatshio, NL, one of two Innu communities in Labrador. She then told the small crowd gathered that she was happy the inquiry had finally begun. "For a long time, Innu have suffered," Panashu said. "The inquiry into the treatment, experiences and outcomes of Innu in the child protection system will include 2 weeks of hearings about Innu history in the province and the systemic barriers they face. It will also investigate several cases of Innu children who died in the care of the Newfoundland and Labrador government." The inquiry was promised in 2017, when Dwight Ball's Liberal government signed an agreement with the Innu Nation to examine how Innu children fared in provincial care and the impact on Innu communities. Calls to get on with the process ramped up in 2020 after 15-year-old Wally Rich, an Innu boy, died by suicide while living in a group home in Happy Valley Goose Bay, NL. Commissioner Anastasia Coupeye said Monday that many of the testimonies will be difficult to hear. "We see in our communities what the child protection system has done to us. We see it in our children," said Coupeye, who is a former Grand Chief of the Innu Nation. "This will be a start to work on our healing." Coupeye will be joined by Co-Commissioner Mike Devine, a retired Associate Professor of Social Work at Memorial University, and Chief Commissioner James Igloyorte, a retired provincial court judge. "Innu themselves and the governments recognize that care of children should belong to your community," Igloyorte said. "Our job as commissioners is to help you along that path." Innu leaders have said there are deep connections between the residential school system and the child protection system. Statistics show Indigenous children are overrepresented in Newfoundland and Labrador's foster care system, as is the case in the rest of Canada. More than 36% of children in foster care in the province were Indigenous in 2021, while just 9% of the province's population was Indigenous, according to the latest census data. There are no figures specific to Innu youth. The Innu Nation's website says it has about 3,200 members in Labrador, most of whom live in Shishatshio, about 40 kilometers north of Happy Valley Goose Bay, and in Natuashish, which sits along Labrador's north coast. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 13, 2023. The Canadian Press.